pace to hire 16,000 new auditors or something like that. I guess that's the new administration's plan of solving the unemployment numbers out there. We'll just hire more auditors to come after the middle class and take your money. It's getting more and more critical to know what the tax laws are. It's not something that you can just willy-nilly guess at. We wouldn't go try to operate on ourselves because it's a very precise thing, the medical field. We wouldn't try to represent ourselves in court for a serious thing. It's a very precise thing that takes years of training and knowledge to get good at. And the same thing with your money and the tax code. It is a very precise industry. I've shopped for years looking for a decent accountant, and I've gone through quite a few of them. But a few years ago, I found a gentleman that in revisiting my taxes and what we had done, went through and started amending some of the tax years that I had already previously filed. And in 1 year alone, amended it to the point of $40,000 difference from what we thought we knew when we were doing it versus what he knew how to do it. This gentleman is one of the sharpest accountants out there. I know a lot of the leaders in the state are using him. He's going to share with you some brief information about the current tax code, things you should and shouldn't be doing. But he also has a worksheet for you. Hopefully everyone got one. If you didn't, please raise your hand. We'll make sure. There's a few people back there that didn't get one. Mr. Udy, if you could make sure they get one. And I'm going to turn the time over to Mr. Ken Klingler. Give it up for Mr. Klingler, guys.
I guess I don't have the golden comb over to go with that song. I just shaved it all off. Thank you for the cool intro. And thank you, Dave. I was kind of surprised when he asked me back this year. You guys always have such a good energy, and I thought, boy, throw the accountant up there to start talking about taxes and put a buzzkill on your nice meeting you got going on here. But he invited me back again anyway, so thank you. This worksheet he was talking about is a taxpayer organizer. There's just some nice little things in there to help people in putting together your taxes for the year on how to, what to look for. And especially now as a prepaid legal associate, you are a small business owner. Your tax world has now changed. Opened up. You've opened up some new doors to some great opportunities and maybe some pitfalls if you miss some of it. So this is a way to kind of go through and see if you can catch some of that. And for those of you that we've done your returns in the past, we would have mailed you one that's actually customized to you so you don't have to pre-fill out all this stuff. So hopefully you've got those. If not, call the office and let me know. We'll send you out a new one if you've moved and haven't received that. But towards the back of it, too, there's also some tax tips and some good ideas there. And a lot of you got one with a card on it that says George, and he introduced me as Ken. My name is Ken. I just ran out of business cards. So you got one of my employees' cards on some of them. So, but George is a great guy, as are the rest of the staff in my office. I do want to be kind of brief because I know taxes aren't really that exciting, and most of you are probably going to use a professional to prepare your taxes, but I want to go through a few items that you should know before you go in to do your taxes. Some of the areas that you can now, as a small business owner, take advantage of that you couldn't previously if you were just a W-2 person, we can take advantage of part of your home. Whether you're renting or whether you own it, which includes the interest or the rent, property taxes, utilities, it just depends on how you're using that and whatnot. Also, your vehicle, there's ways to take advantage of that. You guys are driving around a lot. Make sure you're keeping track of your miles. There's a great deduction for that. Some of the miles you may be driving already and you're doing some business while you're there, track it, document who you're going to see, and we can take a deduction for that. And even travel in certain circumstances, there's obviously the big conventions and stuff like that. Great way to travel and let Uncle Sam pick up a big chunk of the tab. It's got to be done correctly, though. I'll cover that in a minute. Some suggestions. I would open up a separate bank account for your small business account. Deposit your commissions into that. Write your checks and expenses out of that so that it makes it easier at the end of the year to put together what you spent money on. You've got that account, and that's all that's happened in there. When you've got all the money in there that that you can take out. You take that out and put it in your personal account and then spend it on whatever you want. That's not business related. And keep accurate records. As a small business owner, like I said, there's some great opportunities out there. We're going to get to take some great deductions for things we wouldn't have otherwise. But our risk of audit does increase. But that's okay. As long as they're legitimate business expenses, we can take them and not have a problem. But you have to keep the documentation for it. And I recommend people keep it for at least 7 years. Most of the time, it's not needed that long, but I would just plan on it anyway. Just find a nice little place in your basement to store that kind of stuff. The other recommendation I would make is to use a professional to prepare your taxes. And not just any professional. I would make sure that they do have either their CPA, so a certified public accountant, or what's called an EA, an enrolled agent. These are people who've passed some very rigorous testing and education requirements. And you have continuing education requirements, too, to keep up on the ever-changing tax law. So they're going to be a lot more versed and going to get you a much better result. And most of the time, they're going to more than pay for their fee with the deductions you're going to get and the extra benefit on your taxes. And it's surprising. A lot of people are surprised, too, how cheap it is, especially compared to doing it yourself. So a couple items to be aware of when you're self-employed and when you're doing this. Again, because you're self-employed and there is all this, the audit rate goes up, so just track everything. There's three particular areas that we can take as deductions, but because there's also some pleasure involved in them, they can see that as abusive. So, and nothing related to taxes is supposed to be pleasurable. So the three main hot areas are your automobile, so vehicle expenses. Most of the time in a small home-based business, the mileage method is going to be most appropriate. So just track your miles, your beginning odometer reading, your ending odometer reading, and how many miles you drove. The deduction we get to take for that at the end of the year is going to far outstrip the cost that you've spent buying gas and insurance for that car. It's a great deduction. The second one is meals and entertainment. You're meeting with clients, prospective clients, your team members. In a business environment, that is a deductible expense. You have to track it. You have to know who you met with and what you talked about. You can't just be buying dinner for the family and going out every time and writing it off. but if you're in a business environment, meeting with your team members or your prospective clients or whatever, that is definitely legitimate business expenses. And the third is travel. I mentioned that one a minute ago. You've got to be careful with that one. But obviously, if you're traveling to one of the national conventions, no problem. If you're going to bring the whole family along and buy 6 airline tickets and you're the only member, there's a problem there. Or if you're going to fly to Hawaii and try to sell somebody on a plan that doesn't fly either, you got to have a legitimate business reason for it. Another thing, too, with self-employed people, and also people like to get their strokes and be told, yeah, I'm doing something right. So a lot of times we'll hear people and they'll say, I made $1 million last year and only paid $1 in tax. Well, that probably sounds too good to be true, right? It probably is. That we got a full Congress and IRS in place to make sure they're generating enough money they're not generating enough money to cover what they're spending, but they're trying. So... So just because somebody says they did something doesn't necessarily mean that it is deductible. So just make sure that you're watching that. And also, as your business builds and you start to make more and more money, there's this little nasty tax called the self-employment tax. And the more money you make as a self-employed individual, the more it creeps up and it can become quite substantial. Basically, it's the FICA tax and the Medicare taxes that employees pay that get withheld from your checks. Your employer has been paying half of that, but as a self-employed person, you're going to pay both halves. And nobody's deducting it from you, so you end up at the end of the year kind of ponying it up all at once, and it can become pretty big. There are ways to minimize that tax. So the more and more your income gets up, the more and more you may start to look at either an LLC or a corporation or some kind of a different entity. If it's structured properly, if it's structured incorrectly, it could actually end up costing you more. So seek some professional help with that. So just a couple takeaways here before I get out of your hair again. The first one, if you only take away from me a few things, keep good records. If you're going to deduct it, have a receipt for it. If it's a meal, who you met with, what you talked about. Use a professional to prepare your taxes. I'm telling you, you will get a better result than their fee. They will more than pay for themselves. And the third thing is just make as much money as you can. Don't worry about the tax piece of it at first. Just keep making the money. I know people are afraid. I see that. People are afraid. Well, I wanted to buy this big deduction that made no sense at all to minimize their taxes. Or, well, let's, you know, I'm afraid of getting into the next tax bracket, so I didn't want to push this so far. The tax law is structured still, though. The more you make, the more you keep. So just go out there and knock it out of the park. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Hopefully that was somewhat helpful.
When they come, when they call your office or anything else like that, is there anything that they need to say or anything else like that to make sure they get the prepaid legal hookup?
Right, yeah. Yeah, when you call, if you're calling to schedule an appointment with me or anybody on my staff, if you tell them you're with prepaid legal, we'll do an hour consultation with you for free and kind of look at your last couple of years' returns and what you've got there and see if there's anything there we can change that makes sense.
Sweet.
Or amend and get them back some,
there you go.
Some nice
amend
money.
Them and save you a ton of money. All right, guys, Kent Klingler. All right, we're going to jump into a little bit of recognition for things that have gone over the last month. So, first of all, what I need is, if you have advanced in the compensation plan from associate to senior to manager to director, come put up the... Yeah, we need to get the test answer sheets distributed. Where's my volunteers to get the tests out to everybody? All right, we're going to have some people help distribute answer sheets. And we are going to take a test. How many of you studied for the test? Okay, good. All right. Always nice to know who the liars in the room are. All right. Hopefully you have something to write with. You're going to need that. If you don't, this would be a very good time to start asking around. There's pens in the back. Is that what you're saying? They're $20 a piece now. They were 50 cents before the briefing. They're, now that you need one for the training today, they're $20. I don't care. Just give them out. Just give them out to people that need them. If you need a pen, please raise your hand, and we'll have someone get you a pen. If we run out of pens, just bite your finger off and do it in blood. All right. We haven't done this test for approximately 3 years, but I can tell you that early on in my business, I had a lot of activity, but very, very small results coming out the other end. My ratios were horrible of contacts and exposures to actual sales made. And I didn't understand why, because I'd hear about these other people that could go out and recruit and sell like crazy. And I'm like thinking, I'm doing just as much activity as you, but I have about one-tenth the success. And I attended a training where this was taught. And it totally opened up my mind to why I was not having the success that I should have been having. I wish I would have learned this the first day in the business. So for those of you that, you know, hey, today's your first day, man, you might want to run to Wendover and put some money in a slot machine this afternoon, because today's your lucky day. All right? This will make a huge difference. I really feel bad for anyone on my team who's not here today, because I probably won't do this for another 3 to 5 years if we do it again. And they're just not going to know what you know. And they're not going to have this. You will not have the same results without having a comprehension of this. It's not a fair race after today. It's just not. The field is totally going to change. Does everybody have an answer sheet? It could be 2 pages. There were some of them that were 2 pages. Some of them had, you know, the answer thing on the front and then a grid on the back. But you need a grid on the back or a second page with a grid. No grid on the back there? Okay, there should have been a second page. Just give her a new one. Now, those little stickers, don't start playing with them. Don't want them to lose their stickiness, okay? I know some of you are like just itching to take those dots and put them somewhere on the back of the person in front of you or something like that. There will be a time and a place for those. Here's another announcement. If you have an iPhone, it's down there. If you have a phone that can download apps, there will be a place later in the presentation where it would be nice if you had the Zippo Lighter app. Y'all familiar with what the Zippo Lighter is? Here, Mark, let me hold up yours. It's where you have a lighter on your screen, and then if you flick it, it lights a flame. For those of you that want a virtual smoke. Okay? Okay? Don't burn yourself. It would be nice to have team participation. If you don't have that app, it'd be real good. Just go to the App Store right now, download it, and then I'll tell you later where that's appropriate. Okay? We don't want you, you know, hot seating the person in front of you or anything, you know, during the training today. The other thing today, you guys, I'm going to give permission to everybody to have fun, okay? The accountant is gone. The IRS is not here. It's okay. Have fun. If you need to take off your jacket to have a little bit of fun, loosen up. Be open to the information. If you are closed-minded and a little bit tense or tight or something like that, look, just get to the information. We got a good training for you. We got just what the doctor dialed up for you today. If you are open to the reasons why you're not having success, then you can learn. If you want to fight me on the reasons, then you're going to leave here no better than you are today. And so there might be some new things shared with you. Be open to the fact that what you thought was right or the right way to do things is not the right way to do things, and there might be a better method. Are we all okay with that? Is it okay if you guys have a little bit of energy today? This is not Sunday school. So if we ask you to participate and be a little bit crazy and a little bit fun, I want you to be a little bit crazy and a little bit fun. Nobody's getting kicked out. I don't care what you do. So, all right. For years I have known and understood this, but it was up here. And I've done this test a couple times, but what I had to do is read the questions. Someone didn't understand it. Reread it again. And inevitably, there's always someone saying, can you repeat the question? And so I've taken everything that I understand this test to be, and I've put it into a keynote presentation so that you can read the question. If that's a challenge, come up here and sit next to Lucas. He's got a second grade reading education. He can read it for you, okay? So it should be able to go a lot faster. We've also embedded some audio. Man, I need to stop smoking. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I could have a limp and he'd say it's the iPhone. I mean, these guys just... This iPhone envy. That's all it is. All right. So, we're going to go through the test. The first part of this is diagnosing where you're at in life. So, we're going to give you a test. On this test, answer the questions with your first impression. Does everybody know what your first impression is? Your first impression is not what your neighbor wrote down. Okay? Does you no good to cheat and look at your neighbor's answers on this test. This test is about you, your personality, your tendencies, where you're at in life. So don't go, oh man, that's a tough one. No, your tendencies, okay? Don't try to analyze it and say, well, I know I'm in this characteristic group, therefore I've got to answer it this way. Just go, okay, whatever feels best, go with it. And don't, sometimes when we take tests, we're so worried about getting the answer wrong that we start to study it. Oh my gosh, oh, let me think. Oh, that one doesn't, just, none of it matters. Just whatever. Okay, yeah, that one, boom, 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 and go through it. And there will be times where you will just be a little bit stuck just because you don't understand what the word is or something like that. Lucas, you'll need to cheat and look on Mark's at that point, okay? But there is a psychology in the test where the questions are asked in different forms, in different places, to create a pattern. So don't worry. If you don't understand the way it's worded one time somewhere else in the test, there's a similar thing to draw out the characteristic that we need that will be worded different in a whole different way. Just put down, it's not like, oh my gosh, if I miss this one, I'm going to end up in the whole wrong, you know, race. They're going to think I'm Chinese if I put this one down. No, we'll figure out where you're at in life, okay? Just put down what you feel is right. All right. That being said, this is going to be an example of the first question. By the way, I probably ought to have an answer sheet. All right. This is an example of the first question. I'm going to read it through three times. The first time that I read it through, you are looking for the one that fits you the best. So, you've got 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let me go to the next thing and show you where that goes. On your answer sheet, let me use my other laser. Here's my other laser. On your answer sheet, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 up there. You're going to take and put a 6 next to the sentence that makes the most sense. So when I read, so let me back up so you can see what I'm talking about. When I read, when working with another person on a project, I like that person to, 1, express ideas directly and discuss all the possibilities. 2, be pleasant and sensitive to the importance of establishing a good working relationship. 3, be systematic in thinking and outline the logical steps of the task. Or 4, be result-oriented and approach with a practical solution. You just, whichever one of those sentences resonate with you the most, you would put a 6 next to that number. So, let's say it's number 3. Number 3 makes the most sense to you. You put a 6 up there. I'm going to read it through a second time. Now you're looking for which one is the second most resonating with you. You would put a 3 next to it. Let's say it's number 1, the first sentence that I read. Then I'm going to read it through a third time. And you say the fourth one has the third most resonating feeling with me. And obviously the one that's left gets no points. Is everyone clear on how that works? Oh, this is going to go fast then. All right, so back to that first question. When working with another person on a project, I like that person to, 1, express ideas directly and discuss all the possibilities. 2, be pleasant and sensitive to the importance of establishing a good working relationship. 3, be systematic in thinking and outline the logical steps of the task. 4, be result-oriented and approach with a practical solution. All of you should have a 6 somewhere on 1, 2, 3, or 4 of your paper. Let's go through this again. When working with another person on a project, I like that person to, 1, express ideas directly and discuss all the possibilities. 2, be pleasant and sensitive to the importance of establishing a good working relationship. 3, be systematic in thinking and outline the logical steps of the task. 4, be result-oriented and approach with a practical solution. Third time. When working with another person on a project, I like that person to, 1, express ideas directly and discuss all the possibilities. 2, be pleasant and sensitive to the importance of establishing a good working relationship. 3, be systematic in thinking and outline the logical steps of the task. 4, be result-oriented and approach with a practical solution. So now you should have a 6, a 3, a 1, and a 0 somewhere in the answer key for question 1. No, you can't change your answers. Your answers are your answers. Let's go to question 2. Same thing. When dealing with another person in a face-to-face situation, I want others to see me as 5, somewhat reserved and serious. 6, assertive, quick, and bright. 7, individualistic, intelligent, and smart. 8, energetic, attentive, responsive. Put down a 6. Second time through. When dealing with another person in a face-to-face situation, I want others to see me as 5, somewhat reserved and serious. 6, assertive, quick and bright. 7, individualistic, intelligent and smart. 8, energetic, attentive and responsive. Third time through. When dealing with another person in a face-to-face situation, I want others to see me as 5, somewhat reserved and serious. 6, assertive, quick and bright. 7, individualistic, intelligent and smart. 8, energetic, attentive, responsive. 6, 3, 1, and 0. Let's move on. Question number 3. On those occasions when I'm meeting someone for the very first time, I prefer to 9, be cordial, spend time getting to know the person. 10, put aside status and job title and just let things happen. 11, get down to business and tell them my expectations. 12, have goals for what is to be discussed and avoid a lot of small talk. Number 3, on those occasions when I am meeting someone for the very first time, I prefer to 9, be cordial, spend time getting to know the person. 10, put aside status and job title and just let things happen. 11, get down to business, tell them my expectations. 12, have goals for what is to be discussed and avoid a lot of small talk. Last time through, on those occasions when I'm meeting someone for the very first time, I prefer to 9, be cordial and spend time getting to know the person. 10, put aside status and job title and just let things happen. 11, get down to business and tell them my expectations. 12, have goals for what is to be discussed and avoid a lot of small talk. Number 4, when I decide to take a course of action, I like to know. 13, what it will have desired impact and produce fast results. 14, it is logical and in tune with the facts. 15, those involved understand it and agree with it as much as possible. 16, it is creative and innovative. Should have a 6 somewhere on your paper. When I decide to take a course of action, I like to know. 13, it will have desired impact and produce fast results. 14, it was logical and in tune with the facts. 15, those involved understand and agree with it as much as possible. 16, it is creative and innovative. Last time through, when I decide to take a course of action, I like to know. 13, it will have desired impact and produce fast results. 14, it is logical and in tune to the facts. 15, those involved understand it and agree with it as much as possible. 16, it is creative and innovative. Next question, number 5. In a group situation, I like others to see me as being 17, decisive, efficient, and goal-oriented. 18, creative, quick, and stimulating. 19, involved, agreeable, and supportive. 20, orderly, accurate, and detailed. In a group situation, I like others to see me as being decisive, efficient, and goal-oriented. 18, creative, quick, and stimulating. 19, involved, agreeable, and supportive. 20, orderly, accurate, and detailed. Last time through for question number 5. In a group situation, I like others to see me as being 17, decisive, efficient, and goal-oriented. 18, creative, quick, and stimulating. 19, involved, agreeable, and supportive. 20, orderly, accurate, and detailed. Number 6, the one characteristic that turns me off the most about a person to whom I directly report to is 21, the tendency to be pushy, autocratic, and demanding. 22, a cold and impersonable approach. 23, the tendency to be overly cautious and indecisive. 24, a sloppy, unstructured, passive approach. Number 6, the second time through, the one characteristic that turns me off the most about a person to whom I directly report to is 21, the tendency to be pushy, autocratic, and demanding. 22, a cold and impersonable approach. 23, the tendency to be overly cautious and indecisive. 24, a sloppy, unstructured, passive approach. Third time through, the one characteristic that turns me off the most about a person to whom I directly report to is 21, the tendency to be pushy, autocratic, and demanding. 22, a cold and impersonal approach. 23, the tendency to be overly cautious and indecisive. 24, a sloppy and unstructured passive approach. Number 7, I like to impress others as being 25, easygoing, spontaneous, and involved. 26, creative, expressive, and intelligent. 27, competitive and decisive. 28, systematic, controlled, and deliberate. Number 7, the second time through, I like to impress others as being 25, easygoing, spontaneous, and involved. 26, creative, expressive, and intelligent. 27, competitive and decisive. 28, systematic, controlled, and deliberate. Third time through. I like to impress others as being 25, easygoing, spontaneous, involved. 26, creative, expressive, and intelligent. 27, competitive and decisive. 28, systematic, controlled, and deliberate. Question number 8, in terms of use of my time, I see myself as 29, dealing in the immediate. 30, concerned about the future implications of today's actions. 31, depending on past personal experiences. 32, checking precedents, current facts, and near-term effect. Number 8, second time through. In terms of use of my time, I see myself as 29, dealing in the immediate. 30, concerned about the future implications of today's actions. 31, depending upon past personal experiences. And 32, checking precedents, current facts, and near-term effects. Third time. Hey, listen. You be right, I'll be rich. Follow the test. In terms of use of my time, I see myself as the spelling bee winner. Yeah. 29. I already know what color her is, she is. All right. 29. Dealing in the immediate. 30. Concerned about future implications of today's actions. 31. Depending upon past personal experiences. 32. Checking precedents, current facts, and near-term effects. Nobody else knew. I put that in there just to see if we'd find. Okay. Where's my laser? I'm going to start zapping people. Give me that. All right. Is everyone done with 8? Third time through. In terms of use of my time, I see myself as 29, dealing in the immediate. 30, concerned about the future implications of today's actions. 31, depending on past personal experiences. 32, checking precedents, current facts, and near-term effects. Are we all done with 8? Okay, next part. Looking back at your answer sheet, you should now have all of this filled out. Everyone with us? Whoa! The Attorney General's here. Uh-oh. Run! Run! Come on up here. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Come on,
crack. Jump on up there. I told him he could arrest anybody that corrected my spelling.
That's right.
Where are they?
John and I are next door at a Republican Central Committee meeting, and we heard this ruckus going on over here. I gotta go check that out. What's going on over there? But I just want to tell you, first of all, how I've heard from so many of you since I've begun this battle with cancer, and I feel the prayers and the support and the love and the good feelings from my prepaid legal family, and that's why I'm here today, despite the fact that they're already poisoning me with chemo. So it's going well, and I just want to say to remind you how much I love you and thank you for what you're doing. But I also want to introduce my chief deputy. A year ago, when my chief deputy Ray Hinsey was going to retire after 9 years with me, that's a chief deputy, a major important role. And John and I have been friends and close for a long time. I know of his skill as an attorney. But I didn't know if I wanted to be my chief deputy until he reminded me that he's been a prepaid legal member for 3 years. And I'm like, okay, that's all you know.
There you go.
Right there. So, and I didn't even know that. Now I do, and now you do. And he believes in it like I do. John is my chief deputy over all civil matters. And so any issues dealing with things that might involve MLMs or whatever, I mean, that's John's primary responsibility. And I tell you, while I'm going through this and away from the office a little bit on the days that I'm a little down, it's so good to know John's there. And you're going to get to know John and get to love him like I do, I think. So anyway, I just want to introduce John to you. And thank you all for what you're doing, for your support, prayers. Keep it up. And I'll see you in the near future, hopefully.
All right, well, one thing. Hold on, guys, real quick. I got one more thing to throw in there. First of all, John, who sold you that membership?
Yeah.
Good point. There we go. That's right. Don't be intimidated by these guys, man. Go Go tell them they need a legal plan. But just let me tell you, I had a guy prospect me a couple weeks ago from a true legitimate pyramid scheme. I mean, it was a money gifting program, totally illegal. I mean, $3,500 to get into this company. All it was you put it in cash and FedEx it off to a lady out of state. Totally illegal what it was. And there was a good friend of mine, and I told him, I said, buddy, tell me you didn't already put your money in here. And he's like, I did. And I'm like, oh, man, dude, I hate to tell you this, but that's a totally illegal company. But I'm going to start seeing what we can do to, first of all, shut this company down so it doesn't do it to anybody else and help you get your money back through your prepaid legal attorney who's sending a nasty letter off to the lady who did it. And even though, you know, I didn't want to bother Mr. Shurtleff because I realized the health challenges he was going through and stuff, but I shot him a quick email and just said, hey, Mark, just look into this for me if you wouldn't mind. And, you know, real quick back, I got an email back. You know, he carbon copied me on someone in his staff that he had sent the email off to. Hey, look into this. And it was funny because when you go look at this, my good friend who got into that company, anyone that looks at his website, it sets an autoresponder up that keeps dripping emails on him, but it tells him who looked at his website. And he calls me like a day or two after that, and he goes, some guy named Brian something from something.gov email took a look at my website. Do you know who that is? And I'm like, yeah, it's probably someone from the Attorney General's office. They're on top of it, looking at that company, seeing what they're doing out there. And so, I mean, you guys, I mean, where else in America do you have a guy like this? Not only is he balancing health issues, but even the little guy in the marketplace fighting for him, trying to get his money back, shut that company down so they don't hurt anybody else out there. I just love what these guys do for us. So thank you. Thank you. All right, bud, thank you. A little extra bonus for today. The Attorney General stops in. So, I mean, when you're out there talking to people and people want to poo-hoo our business opportunity, I mean, where else in his busy schedule? He could have just walked right on by and just looked in and said, oh, yeah, that's a pretty big legal group. But he truly does. Been a card-carrying member for like 9 years. And a great, great asset and friend to prepaid legal. And now Mr. Swallow also, you know, we were hanging out. Me and Mr. Shurtleff were actually at a hunting event, shooting guns and stuff like that together and blowing up stuff, having a good time. And we were talking about prepaid, and Mr. Swallow didn't know about it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, you and I need to sit down and talk. I mean, here's a guy like you, the right-hand man for the Attorney General, didn't have a prepaid legal membership. The nerve of him. So, yeah, man, I whipped out the DVD, said, you're signing up, buddy. So, anyhow. All right, so here's where we're at. All of this is filled out at this point. We're now going to start filling out down here, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm going to read two sentences. You're going to divide it up point value. 5 points. Okay? So it could be 3 and 2, 1 and 5. Here's an example. Here's question number 9. So you'd be filling in 33 and 34. I am a physical, active, get things done person, or I am a mentally active idea person. So on your answer sheet, you would look at 34 and 35 and say, you know, that one makes a little bit more sense than that one. So I'm going to give 3 points to this one, 2 points to the second one. But it can be 2.5, 2.5, 4-1. It could be, man, this really resonates with me, and the next one doesn't make any sense at all. 5-0. You decide the point values on each of the two sentences. Everybody with me? All right, let's jump back to number 9. Oh, thank you, thank you. Number 9. I'm a physical, active, get things done person, 34. I'm a mentally active idea person. Shouldn't have to read this 3 times. Lucas, fill it out. You're asking Mark, what do you got? What do you got? All right, let's go on to number 10. I am a systematic and orderly person, or 36. I am a social and friendly person. He's like, I'm playing it safe. 2.5 on everything. Like he's doubling down at poker or something like that. All right, number 11. I am a methodical and orderly person. Or 38. I am a pointed and decisive person. Let me help you answer that question. I just can't decide which one's right. Number 12. 39. I am informal and friendly. Or 40. I am broad-minded and imaginative. You can't put 0, 0, Mark. Has to add up to 5. If neither one of them makes sense, it would be 2.5, 2.5. Neither makes sense for you in your life. Number 13. I am hard driving and aggressive. 42. I am gentle, considerate, and caring. All right. 14. I am cautious and particular. 44. I am independent and philosophical. Number 15. The best way to make a presentation is to, 45, present the facts objectively in an orderly, systematic fashion. 46. Be personable and relatable, directing other people along. And then number 16. When I want to get a point across to someone, 47, I get to the point quickly and explain what I want. Number 48, I try to be enthusiastic and innovative. He's like, you didn't tell me there was going to be a math test. All the way to 5? All right, so back to your answer sheet. You've got your answers. The whole sheet should be filled out, right? What I need you to do is transfer the numbers from the top to the bottom. So what it would look like is you've got up here your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So ignore this 1, 2, 3, 4. You're looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you find the corresponding numbers down here. So watch what happens. Everybody watch this. The 3 on the 1 space goes down to the 3 next to the 1. Did everybody see that? So then the number 2 goes down to the 2 down there. The 3 goes down to the 3. The 4 goes down to the 4. And you keep doing that for every one of your answers. Move them from the top to the bottom. So this is like connect the dot. Find the 5 up top. Find the 5 down the bottom. That's where your number goes. Copy and paste. Last two questions for Jason, yes. Yeah. Welcome. That was the best part. Everyone got all the answers? That's a shocker to all of us, Lucas. What was that? Is it safe to assume what? Yeah. Add them up at the bottom. Oh, yeah. Here's where we're going to struggle. If you can't do the math, find someone with a lot of numbers in the green column. Ask them to help you. Okay, for those of you that are still adding up, just keep working. I'm going to talk to the rest. On the back, or there's a second page, there should be a grid. On the grid, you want to put corresponding dots for what your number value is. So if your red number is, say, 40, you want to go over 40, up 40, in the red quadrant, put a dot. If your blue is 30, over 30, up 30, put a dot. Same with your green and your yellow, and then connect the dots to represent some type of a shape, just to see how well-rounded you are in society. Some of you will be triangles. Let me see. That's actually really good. Yeah, but that just says that this isn't as important as this in your life right now. There's obviously a bigger cause in the business. You have a question? On the back, what you do is, for example, your red is 55. So you go to red, you go up to 55, over to 55, right there, put a dot. You with me on that? Okay, so you go over 37, which should be right about here. You go up 37, so right about there you'd put a dot. Doesn't need to be exact, but the general area. Everyone with me? On the graph, transfer your graph dot numbers to the back. On the graph.
Okay, mine's 23 if you round it up. 22 and a half would be 23 on blue.
Okay, so 23 on blue. So we'd go up to right about there, and then you'd come over right about there.
Oh, okay.
So do that on all four quadrants. Not yet. Hold on to the stickers. Don't use the stickers yet. Resist the temptation to play with the stickers. Yes.
Now, I started out with this. I put red, dotted it. Is red this line or this
Yeah,
line?
It's a combination. So if you're 33 red, go up 33, over 33, your dot goes right there. Blue dot goes here, yellow dot here, red, green here. Each number is different, so somewhere in that quadrant. That square, triangle, that looks about right. That looks right. You got to connect the dots. It forms a shape. If you're still struggling with what we're talking about, raise your hand so we can have someone help you. Okay, one second. What's your number? 29. So you go just before 30 and then up 30, so your dots are right about there. Over 30, up 30. put a dot. Now take the same two things with your red, yellow, and green. So you put a dot somewhere out in that open area. Yes. Okay. So your blue's 51. I knew you were strong blue. So then you come over here, 50, go up 50. Your blue dot will be right about there. Okay? And then with yellow, whatever the number is, go down and over wherever that intersects, right there, same in all four quadrants, and then you'll create a shape. You got that, Daniel? Did you follow that? Yeah, you are. You're, wow, that's pretty well-rounded. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Whatever you're, you got, you following me? 34 blue? Okay, so 34 and 34, that's where your dot would go. So then just connect the four dots for the four colors. You guys got it? Doesn't have to be perfect. No, what you do is if you're red, what's your red number? 23. So what you do on red, go over to 23. Up to 23, come out here, right there. Okay. Is everybody... If you still need some help with the graph on the back, raise your hand. So, okay, if those of you that understand the graph could help answer some of the questions for people that... Yeah, you got it. Well, we need four dots, though. Okay. Okay, so what you need to do is connect diagonal dot from there to there to there to there. Like that. Straight lines. Connect the dots using straight lines. Not a meandering trail. I'll get from... You'll find out in a second. The fact is, all right, all right, that, there you go, that's right. Does everybody have it done so we can go to the next place? Raise your hand if you're struggling with something. Okay, everybody's got their graph on the back filled out. Okay, here's what's going to happen next. Hopefully you have a name tag on. What I want you to do is, on the dots, write down the number that you are on each dot. So if your red is 42, you write a 42 on the red. And so on and so forth with the numbers. And then if your name tag is right here, we want your most dominant color closest to the center of your body. So if your color is red, blue, yellow, green, your name tag will have dots going red, blue, yellow, green across the top. So you put them in numerical order from the center of your body out. Out as in towards your shoulder, most in the center, least out here. And so then your name tag will have four dots on it. Strongest color, second strongest, third, fourth on your name tag. Yes. Then it's a tie. Just put them next to each other. That's fine. That's fine. Just, it doesn't need to be an exact science. If you need a name tag, Mariah, do we have some name tags? If you need name tags, raise your hand. We'll get you a name tag. We want people to look at you and be able to identify what your colors are. Put your name tag here, and then this, the highest number closest to the center, and then as they go out towards the outside of your body, the lowest number out here on your name tag. Biggest number closest to the center. Put your dots on your name tags. Name tags. You need a name tag? Leslie, who's got the name tags? Leslie? Right over. Okay. Cool. All right. Has everyone got their name tags on? Okay. For the next part of the training, you're going to be in a different part of the room, most likely. What I want you to do is take your stuff with you, and we're going to divide up and go to different sections. So, yeah, I know. So, but the people might not add up that way. What I want is, I want my red people in this section. Well, don't get up and move until I tell you to. I'm going to want the red people over here in this section here. If we need to pull a few more chairs or something like that in, we can. I don't know how big the sections are going to divide out. They're never equal. I want the blue section over here. I want the yellow section over there and the green section over here. Pick up your stuff. Go find your new family. You're going to find out. Find the seat! Hey, let's do this, Blues. Let's grab the end chair off of this whole row and move it over at least. Hey, we're going to need to, yeah, lift it up. It's hooked in. Move it over. Green over here. Greens are over here. Blues, reds, yellows down there. No, blues are in this section right here. All right. Find a seat as fast as possible so we can see if we need to move chairs. Yellows, over there. Reds, here. Blues, greens. Find a seat. Hey. Find a seat. Reds. Blues. Yellows. Greens. If you need to grab some chairs to pull in, we got some chairs. If we need to make your section a little bit bigger, we can. All right. So, you went down. The instructions are going this way. Oh, really? Wow, you're well-rounded. Okay, my bad. All right, good deal. All right, yellows. Y'all, all the yellows over here. Let's find a seat if we still... What? Yes, right here. Yellows, good job. We got the reds in here. All right, good deal. Blues over here. Greens? Someone's glasses? Okay. Somebody missing some sunglasses? Alright. Alright. They're not yours. Alright. They'll be available on eBay this afternoon. Anybody want to claim those glasses? Okay. All right. So here's what we need. One at a time, we're going to go through each of your new family's characteristics. And it's already coming out just watching the way the different groups interact together. What I want is when we go through each color, I'm going to have that color come join us on stage as we go through the information. Again, you have permission to do whatever your color tells you to do. Okay? So, the first color that we're going to go through is our reds. Come on up, reds! Come on up! These are the power brokers in life. Everybody on stage, reds. Everyone on stage. Listen to the blues over here heckling our reds. Gosh. All righty. Let's talk about... Come on up here, guys. All right. Hey, look.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys got the top recruiter in the state. You got the number two recruiter in the state. One of the top producers in the state. I mean, this is where a lot of the, this is a lot of where the power happens. Right here, power brokers. Okay. Here is why you want, now every color has pros and cons. All of us are a mixture of all four colors. While we go through the characteristics, don't go, oh, well, that's not me. Maybe that's just a characteristic that isn't strong in you, but others will be. And so, there's not like, you know, one recipe that every red is exactly this. There's a lot of mixture. You'll find that the reds will have some yellow, some blue, some green. They'll have different characteristics in them, but it tends to be more dominant in this color, and these are the personalities and stuff that you're going to see. Reds tend to be more aggressive and money motivated than other personalities. They like to be challenged. Motivators for reds are expensive cars, fancy clothes, flashy jewelry, and looking good. Y'all look good? Look at them. They look good. They look good. Reds tend to wear gold jewelry more than silver. They walk fast and talk fast. They love recognition and being the center of attention. Reds, reds are often very neat and tidy, and their cars are usually spotless. Again, usually, not always. A red will give up work to attend a party if they're going to meet someone important or be recognized. Otherwise, they'd rather earn money. Don't spend a lot of time talking about equal justice for all when prospecting a red. They'll respond better to the profiles of success and stories about leaders you know making tons of cash. Talk about how our platinum EDs are buying their third cars and second homes. Tell them about the 140 top leaders who are part of the Millionaires Club, members club with prepaid legal. Talk about the 500 plus people earning six figures annually already in PPL before momentum has even hit. Talk about the super stylish tailored suits seen at every convention and how Mr. Stonesaver and Mr. Smith fly around on their own private jets. That will open their eyes and get them to the next exposure. Once they join, help them stay focused on their goals and get them to see the big picture with prepaid legal as quick as possible. When you run into a red personality, these are the things you want to be talking about. This is the angle that you want to take with them. If you're speaking a different language, you could recruit them just because they're more entrepreneurial, business-minded people, but you don't have as good of success. A red person is a dominant personality. If you come as a quiet, shy, meek, well, I've got this company, a thing I started, and yeah, I hope it makes some money. Just signed up in it. I don't. They don't respect someone who can't look them in the eyes and just be straightforward. They won't want to be on you. They might see the opportunity and the value in the company, but they don't want to be in business with you because you got a dead fish handshake. I'm telling you, they will respect someone who shakes a firm handshake and looks them in the eye and talks to them looking in the eye. They don't like passive personalities. Now, if you're a passive personality, you just get to go, you know what? When I run into a power broker, I gotta step up to the plate. You have zero chance if you're passive and wimpy and stuff like that when dealing with one of these people. These people can make you a fortune, but you're speaking a foreign language even though you're telling them about the same company the rest of the world is. It's like speaking French to someone who doesn't speak French. You can talk for 5 hours. It doesn't matter. If they don't understand the word you say, the deal ain't getting done. You have to talk their language when running into them. Let's keep going. A summary of the Reds. Remember, to them, it is about the Benjamins. They want the money, okay? They like power. So, getting them on a phone call with a upline expert. The Reds can be challenged. Some of the other colors, you don't want to challenge them. Reds can be challenged. You want to put them on the phone call with an important person, if at all possible. And that's your job of learning how to edify the other person on the phone. Because the Red only knows what you say and the energy that you say it with. If you're like, well, I got this guy on the phone. He sold some memberships, and he might know what we're talking about. You might as well just hang up right now, because the three-way phone call ain't going anywhere, okay? They tend to be a more aggressive personality than others. They like to be challenged. They like expensive cars, sharp dressers. They like fancy jewelry. They love recognition. They need to be the center of attention. They'll sometimes be combative. They'll sometimes be combative over attention, okay? They live faster-paced lives. Their careers tend to migrate to more faster-paced lives. They're always late. Let me just tell you. Ryan, this was done long before you showed up today, okay? But here's why Red personalities are late. Is because they are so important. They book so much stuff. They never can get it all done. It's my way or the highway. If you want something done, I got to do it myself. And they take on way too much stuff. They overbook their day. And here's the thing, they look at their clock and go, oh, okay, it's a 10-minute drive to the Salt Lake Community College. I need to be there at 10 o'clock. I will leave at 9:50. But that's because they plan on getting there in 10 minutes, speeding. It's not a 10-minute drive. It's a 20-minute drive, but they go, the speed limit does not apply to me in my fast car. I can get there in 10 minutes, and that's why they don't show up on time a lot of the times. Okay, they like gold and platinum. What's in it for me is always running through their mind. You got to get to the point with a Red personality. Do not beat around the bush. Do not sit there and wishy-washy and ho-hum and stuff. They must be right 100% of the time. Even when they're not right, they think they're right. Do not argue with them. Right, Brian? And sometimes they will come across a little bit combative because they want to argue. It's kind of like a lion playing with a baby gazelle. I don't really want to eat you. I just want to slap you around for the fun of it to see if you will debate this issue with me. And other personalities take that personal. Like, I cannot believe he talked to me that way. I'm so offended. I'm so hurt. It's like, get over it. The Reds don't care 10 seconds after the conversation is done. They're out of there. It's like, you know what? It really just didn't mean anything. I just wanted to see if you were intelligent enough to debate with me. But you're obviously not. So that's just the way it goes, okay? Likely careers that they gravitate to. And this doesn't mean that all of them will end up here. But this is where you'll find some people. Administrator. Police officer, and again, I'm just telling, they like that power and that authority, okay? Military careers, politicians, entrepreneurs, lawyers, realtor, building contractor, sales and marketing, school superintendents. if there were a song that would describe what Reds think might be something. This is the 1970s and 80s Reds. All right, did you notice the beat's not really getting them to bring out their ego? They're just kind of casual. Because they do like the money, but more likely, if there was a song that really described what they're thinking, it would be something like this.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love.
Come on, man, let's do it! Come on, man! Come on! Come on! Come on! Man, come on, you guys got permission to dance! It's okay!
Sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts.
I think I'm going to have the Reds sit down for the movie clip so you can all see it. All the Reds, give them a hand, guys. Give them a hand. Yeah. Okay. All right. If there was a movie clip that described a Red personality, boom, it would look something like possibly this.
You're good to my wife. I will stay with you.
That's great. I'm very happy.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do for you. God bless you, Jerry. But this is what you're going to do for me. You listen, Jerry?
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto. Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Here it is. Show me the money.
Yeah!
Go! Money! Money! Jerry, does
that
make you feel good just to say that? Say it with me one time, Jerry.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with me, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Louder.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Had to block
show
out.
Me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
All right. That's our Red people. Do you want them on your team? Absolutely you do. As arrogant and pompous as they are, you want them on your team. Because you know what? They're the go-getters. They're the achievers. They're the people that will go out and bust through walls to win a contest for the recognition. They're just like, man, you know what? There are a lot of times the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the people not afraid to take a chance in life. You want them on your team. Now, you don't want a solid team of only dominant Reds because they'll slit each other's throat. That's why lions eat their young. Too many red personalities together in a room. So reds are great, but they're only great if they're balanced out with the rest of the colors to keep them in check. Okay, so let's give it up for our reds again. All right. Let's go to our blues. Blues, come on up. On the stage. Come on, blues. All right, while they're coming up there, we'll wait for them to get up there. All righty. If we have to put some down here, if we can't fit out there, that's fine. They're like, no, 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 come on up. We're family. Everybody up here. All right. Here's what we know about blues. Blues just want to have fun. Have you figured that out yet? Motivators for blues are parties, vacations, team socials, meeting new friends, and having more fun each time. Blues tend to wear silver over gold. They're more easily distracted. Blues like a challenge if they can bring their friends. They like recognition too, but get more satisfaction from team recognition than personal recognition. Blues tend to be more messy and often have a week's worth of stuff in their cars. Say, he's like, it ain't my fault, honey. I'm a blue. I can't help this. Blues have a short attention span. Hey! And are sometimes misdiagnosed as ADD. Or not. A blue will always give up work to attend a party, any party. When you're prospecting a blue, you want to mention the fun we have in prepaid legal. Give stories about events like the Oklahoma City Convention with over 20,000 people showing up, which you want to add is like one huge party, or the Players Club, Cancun vacations, the Bahamas, different things we do, and car bonuses. Don't try to force facts down the throat of a blue. They're not usually interested. They just want to know if they can do it. And have fun doing it. Blues really enjoy meeting all the leaders of big events, so introduce them to everyone you see. When they join, blues often stay committed to prepaid legal because they build such strong personal relationships, which help them do that. Notice the size of the blue crowd, bigger than any other crowd, because blues, even if they're not making money yet in the business, tend to stay around longer than the other colors because they like the social atmosphere. They're like, I don't care if you make money at this company. It's a great party. I like to go hang out. And by the way, I got to walk on stage today and let everybody see that I'm a blue. They like the attention, the fun. And so, you know, make sure you're introducing these to lots of people. Treat them like a celebrity. You bring a blue to a business briefing, introduce them to everyone you can. Oh my gosh, you got to meet this person, this person. They love to be introduced and made to feel special. Like, oh wow, this is an important guest that we have here. Great way to get the blue to stay around for a long, long time in this business. Blues, recapping some of the things we know about the blues. First of all, it's all about the fun. Fun, fun, fun. Next, remind them about the parties, vacations, team, socials. You want to build a strong team in this business. Even you might be sitting here going, man, I'm brand new. I only have two or three people on my team. It's not that big. I don't have Mr. Ryan Burns' team. I don't have, you know, the Speak Huge team. You know what? A blue can build this social environment by just having little parties at their house. Hey, you know what? We're getting together to watch the football game this weekend. I'd love for you guys to come. All of a sudden, what they do is they start attracting the other people into the group, and all of a sudden, it's not really a business. It's a social group, and some of us happen to be making some money. But the ones who aren't hang around because of the social atmosphere that they eventually go to enough trainings where they learn how to do it, and then they start making money later. You want to be a great party planner and socializer if you've got these people on your team. Because if you're not providing an environment, I'm telling you, Yeah, Ryan Burns has UFC fight parties at his house, and I kid you not, you get over there, there's 40, 50 people jammed in his house having a blast. But you know what? Look at the strong culture that his team has built. If you only rely on the regional vice president to provide a briefing and a training for you every week, you've missed the boat. This is your business. You've got blues on your team that might be starving to death, and they'll go out and make you a millionaire, but you got to provide an environment that they go, I want to stay around. And so if your color personality doesn't do that, you might want to team up with a blue on your team and say, hey, listen, I'm not real good at throwing parties or doing social events or something like that, but man, you seem to be, can we work together on this? Your strengths, their weaknesses, their strengths, your weaknesses. If you don't recognize that you're not good at this, it's like having a vitamin deficiency. If you don't know what your vitamin deficiency is, you don't know what to take to change it. You want to build a well-rounded team, you've got to know who's on your team, what they need to stay on your team, and if you don't know how to provide it, find someone on your team that can provide it, upline, sideline, downline, start providing it. You'll see a team grow a lot. I can't get these hecklers to even stop while I'm talking up there. All right. Meeting new friends and having more fun. Blues like a challenge if they can bring some of their friends. They like recognition, but they like team recognition more. Always want to party. Easily distracted. Sometimes people think it's ADD. Remember, tell them the stories about the conventions and stuff like that. They get bored easy. That's why I'm hurrying. They tend to be trendy out there, the trendsetters. They love the social life, enthusiastic, fun people to hang around. But they are a little bit messy in their life. So when you run into someone, if you see they're a little bit messy, just go, okay, hold on. Could be a blue personality. More likely blue than red when you find these things. Likely careers that they gravitate to. International consultant, travel agent, recreation leader, lifeguard, beautician, entertainer, tour guide, circus performer. That's Lucas. Lucas escaped from the circus. He was the bearded lady at the freak show. Now he's here with us. Awesome. Secretary, retail, a minister, and now, blues, I want to see your blue come out. If there were a song that describes the blues. Come on, blues! For the movie clip. Everybody have a seat. Give them a hand, guys. You're going to grab the lights. Okay, thanks. All right. If there was a movie clip, and you know when you see this movie clip, you know that every single one of these blues has done it at the right time in their life.
Just take those old records on the shelf. To by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. That old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a
know what I should have got? I should have got the clip of Lucas dancing when he found out he went ED for the first time. We have him on video. I'm not kidding. It was his air guitar going crazy in the house. And the Blues all know they're guilty of this. If they're driving down the road and one of those songs come on the radio, there ain't nobody else in the car, they just let it fly. They're like trying out for American Idol in their, you know, in their Yugo, cruising down the freeway. Their messy Yugo. Alright? So, do you want the Blues on your team? Absolutely, absolutely. Life would be a boring world if we didn't have a lot of the Blue personalities out there. But again, you might be a great recruiter, but when you run into them, if you don't talk to them about what they want, you're going to miss them. And it's sad to see people prospect people and 6 months later show up at an event and they see one of their friends or relatives or neighbors at the event signing up underneath somebody else. And they're like, well, I told you about prepaid legal 6 months ago. And they go, yeah, but I didn't know you guys had parties. You didn't mention you guys had parties. All you did was talk about the money. And all of a sudden, you know, you didn't recruit them because you just didn't realize you were talking to a Blue. All right. Screens, where's our... Oh, here we go. Boom. Yellows. We got some yellows in the room. Come on up, yellows. Come on up. They're messy. Look at them. They're messy. I know. I say. Now, look how nice and quiet and orderly the yellows are. I mean, they're not a peep. It's like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
I think I'm the only one on this game.
They're afraid to even argue with me. That wasn't funny, Brother Hall. Okay. I tried to put all the print in yellow, but you wouldn't be able to see it. And that's kind of how yellows in life are. They don't need to be seen. It's just like, you know what? I'm totally fine without having, you know, the limelight on me. By the way, if you have that Zippo app, in a few minutes, it will be appropriate. I will let you know when it is time for that. All right, that being said, let's find out a little bit about our yellows. It's all about the cause to them. Motivators for yellows include family, equal access to the justice system, helping the community, working with people less fortunate, and helping others grow. Yellows tend to wear more earthly clothes. Not necessarily tie-dyes in this situation, but the comfort is far more important than fashion. Yellows are all up for a challenge as long as it's helping someone. They're not usually motivated by money or personal gain. They're more likely to have a peace or free Tibet bumper sticker on their car, which could be very well be an electric or a hybrid car. A yellow would give up work to attend a party if it's raising money for charity or supporting a good cause. Yellows are best approached with discussions of what is ailing our legal system today and the problem with identity theft, how it's affecting innocent people by the millions each year. Whip out the In Your Own Words book and share a few of the stories of how PPL membership helped save families time, grief, and money. Talk about the legal shield and how PPL is receiving between 15 and 25,000 calls each month, helping hundreds of thousands each year. In the Profiles of Success book, share stories of those who were in desperate times before prepaid legal and how this financial opportunity changed their lives around. Tell personal stories about why you are involved and what positive changes have happened for leaders you work with. Conversations about hot cars, cool clothes, nice homes, and big money will only turn a yellow off. Yellows don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So don't bore them with the facts either. Okay? Now, just look how quiet and peaceful. I mean, yeah, no, just like, we just want world peace. That's all. If everyone could just get along, That would be nice.
Hey, Blue. This is number two, by the way.
When the Blues respond, we're number one! We're number one! No, don't try to argue with them. They will heckle you all night just because it's funny. All right. They are cause-oriented. The motivators are family, equal access to the legal system and helping the community. Wear earthly clothes. Prefer comfort over style. Not motivated by money or personal. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want money, but it's just not as high of a priority in their life usually. Okay? May have a peace or free Tibet sticker on their hybrid car. They live a more relaxed life. I mean, just by the simple way that they all single filedly just peacefully walked up here. We're no pushing or shoving or getting to the front of the stage. It was just like, you just know that we didn't tell them, hey, by the way, look like a peaceful people when you come up, please. We didn't need to tell them because they're just gonna do it anyway. Lack recognition over money. Seek approval, tend to be more of the environmentalist group out there. Money seekers can turn them off. Reds, you guys do a very good job at offending these people very quick and very easy. A very simple conversation could go very wrong if you don't tone down your red in a conversation with a yellow. And you think, why are they so stupid? Why didn't they get it? I mean, 38 years? Publicly traded company, what's wrong with them? It wasn't the company or anything about prepaid legal. It was your personality offended them from the get-go. And that's why they just didn't want it. See, now I already offended one. There we go. All right, so, yeah. They're up for a challenge as long as it can help somebody else. Approach them with what's ailing our legal system and the problem of identity. Likely careers that they can gravitate to. A minister, farmer, nurse, daycare, park ranger, social worker, foster parents, funeral director. I'll add that one in there. Thank you. Veterinarian, stay-at-home mothers, museum worker, psychologist, and you got the lights. If you got your apps. Hold on, let me get my app. Let me get my apps. Y'all got your Zippo lighter? Okay. Horticulturist. If there's a song that represented yellows. Can we shut that back door? That back door over there? Can we get that back corner door? Thank you.
Change. We are
didn't make a peep coming up or going down. All right. They're more in touch with their feelings. And very sensitive people. They can be offended easy. But this next movie clip, I think, does a very good job at showing what a yellow person might be like.
I'm back, my love.
Where'd you run off to, huh?
I went to make a garland of beech plums to place atop your glorious head like a crown. But then I caught sight of that sunset, and I don't know, something stirred inside me, and I had to stop and weep.
It's beautiful.
It is. Here I go again.
Tissue?
No. I never wipe my tears away. I'm not ashamed of them. I wear them proudly. Like small, wet, salty badges of emotional truth.
Elliot, there's something that I think that we should talk about. We've been together for, what, about 3 weeks now?
3 magical weeks.
3 magical weeks. And I don't think that I've ever met a man who's been more in touch with his feelings.
I love you. So very much.
I love you too.
Godly Peter! I'm sorry, they're such little devils. Come on, you naughty boys.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Are you okay? Do you need comforting on any level?
No, I'm fine.
Have I done or said anything to make you feel less good about you?
No, I'm fine.
Would you like something to eat? I made a salad niçoise with dolphin-safe tuna.
Oh, wow. What is it?
It's the sunset again. And I worry about the dolphins. I wrote a song about them. Would you like to hear it?
Now I
mayonnaise swimming by the sandy shore, dancing up among the waves. Dolphin, I adore everything you are. You're so much more than a fish to me, my playful friend beneath the sea. Stop.
Good. I mean, why?
Because I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing all the beauty of the world shining at me through your eyes. Would you mind if I sketched you?
I didn't know you could draw.
I'm not an artist, per se.
Okay, Elliot, there's something that I think I really have to say. Elliot, that's amazing!
Compared to you, it's nothing. Compared to your smile and the blush of your cheek and the sound of your voice as it floats on the evening breeze. Compared to you, that sunset's just...
What is that dark thing gonna set?
Maybe we should go.
No, wait. There's so much that I want to say to you, but I can't find the words. I have an idea.
I would like to improvise a sonnet about your hair.
How wonderful my fair one's face.
All right. That's our yellow slides, please. Yeah. And then some red showed up to the beach. Sorry, yellows. It's just a training, okay? They're like, what? What's wrong with that? We didn't hurt your feelings, Mr. Hall, did we? All right. Yellows, they're the cause-oriented people in the world. I mean, companies like, you know, organizations like Greenpeace or Save the Wells or Save the Children or Save Anything are going to be started by the cause-oriented people out there. And the wonderful thing about yellows is they'll get in and volunteer a ton of time and effort into something that they believe in, whether they're making money or not, money's a nice bonus, but quite honestly, they want to know that it's making a difference in other people's lives. And they will fuel your business. They have incredible testimonials about helping other people and stuff like that. And they're an integral part of the fabric that builds a great community in prepaid legal. Do y'all want more yellows on your team? Absolutely you do. Absolutely you do. All right. Let's go to the next one. Do we have any greens in the house? Shh. I asked if there's blues and reds in the house, and they're obnoxious and giving their self-applause to greens with the yellows. Just, that's us. We will go take our place on the stage. All right. Okay. All right. So, a little bit about greens. Greens want to know the facts. Motivators for greens are security and a solid business model and renewal income. Greens don't like hype at all. They want to actually read Forbes, Fortune, Money, USA Today articles featuring prepaid legal. They tend to dress very business conservative, and if you spot a pocket protector, there's a good chance it belongs to a green. A green will drive an economical car and be very organized in their home and life. Even their garage is organized. A green doesn't want to go to a party, but can be encouraged if the facts are presented. Enticing greens shouldn't be a rah-rah thing. They won't say anything. They'll just go away. Don't be a cheerleader with a green. Be calm, cool, and collected, and just share the facts. They'll want to see the annual report, sample contract for the membership, identity theft shield, and they'll read the policies and procedures in the success guide. They'll want to understand the provider attorney network and the quality of our law firms. Give greens space to do this. Otherwise, you're just wasting their time and yours. They don't care about the success stories with associates yet. They just want to know about prepaid legal stock. Once they join, greens can be the most committed associates because they sell themselves hard in the process as they overcome their own skepticism. Notice it's the smallest group. But the reason is green personalities by nature are skeptical. And you take a skeptic and introduce a network marketing industry, and naturally you're having water and oil. Skeptics instantly shoot it down. These people, congratulations to them, they have made it through the difference between being skeptical and stupid. Okay? It's okay to be skeptical, because when you're skeptical, you don't get taken advantage of. But once the facts are, a lot of people are skeptical because they hear prepaid legal, network marketing, and they go, you know what, I'm not even going to look at the facts. I don't want anything to do with that company. And they discount the opportunity simply because they're too skeptical to do the research. These people somehow, some way, came, even though they were skeptical by nature, came out to an event or saw a DVD or something that made them go, you know what, this does make sense. You don't ever want to push a green. If you're dealing with a green, an analytical person, great way to talk to them is, here's the Forbes, here's the money, here's the annual report. Before you give me your final decision, I'd like you to do some research. If you give them the information and then back away and take the pressure off, they appreciate that. See, reds are like, hey, let's get to the point. You're either in or out. And if you're red and you're talking to a green this way, bam, out. And so way too often, too many greens in the public have been prospected by people who didn't know they've got their own unique language you need to talk to them in. And that is a little bit slower paced, no high pressure, no pushy. If the facts are properly laid out about our company, greens will do their own research, make a decision. But once they make a decision, they don't feel like you sold them anything. They feel like they made the decision because they knew the facts, and then they're in. They're going to lock in and stay with us. So you and greens tend to be more of the educated part of society. Here's what we know about greens. They want the facts. Motivators are security and a solid business and residual income. They don't like hyper pressure. They dress a little more conservative. They don't like parties or loud people. On a regular basis. You get people that say, hey, you know, can you, you know, change the music? You're down, you know, the music or something like that. And I realized, you know, there's some green personality in there. I can't ever make everybody happy in prepaid legal. And so I realized that I'll have a green come and say to me, hey, listen, I don't like the music selection that you are playing. And I let the music people know. I don't want any offensive language, but, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, the beat isn't what they want to hear and stuff like that. And they'll share their opinion, and I'm open for all kinds of feedback. The problem is, I've got a group of blues here, too. And if I start playing Lawrence Welk and the Bubble Band, I'm going to have all the blues leave to save one green. And so I'm constantly trying to balance keeping everybody happy. And I know that I got some extreme things in here. But I never can make everybody happy. And so I just have a look and say, listen, as long as it's not inappropriate, there's science behind the type of music you play. If it's a little bit more upbeat and peppy, people feel good. You come in and start playing grocery store music, you'll put everybody to sleep. I'm just telling you. Sometimes I do put people to sleep in my presentations, and you don't need another thing adding to it with the music, okay? They need documentation and time to study it. There are detail-oriented people. Let me give you, my brother is a green. He's one of the head guys on the big downtown city project, the whole City Creek development. He's like one of the head guys in front of the building down. But he is like, everything is detailed, mapped out to the T. Mom, is that accurate or is that accurate? I mean, this guy, Sterling Scholar, valedictorian, offers to go anywhere he wanted for school, scholarship, straight A, A-plus student. I mean, just one of these brainiacs, doing very well in his professional life. He called me a few months ago. Hey, Dave, my children would like to come over and play with your children. And he said, will they be available to play for an hour? And he gave me a date 3 weeks out. That's like getting a phone call today and saying, at the end of February, my children would like to play at your house for an hour. We're thinking 5 to 6 o'clock to make sure we have them home in time for dinner of 1,000 calories. Do you see any problem with that? I'm like, dude, that's 3 weeks out, you're calling me to see if your kids can come play with my kids. Like, I don't know where my kids are this afternoon. And you want me to plan out their play schedule 3 weeks from now? But that's his life. His life has to be structured. He's got spreadsheets for everything. But, you know, he never wonders where he's at on anything, whether that's finances or playtime or vacations. Now, for me, a little bit more loose character growing up in that type of lifestyle, I mean, I'd be rebel. I'd be one of the kids like moving out at three. I'm like, I'm leaving this house. It's too much structure for me. Clean cut. They don't make fast decisions. Goal-oriented with a strategy. Likely careers that they could gravitate to. Engineers, accountants, rocket scientists, computer programmer, appraisers, chemists, inventors, architects. A song that might represent them is...
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're up and I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy?
Let's have our greens go sit down for the movie clip. Thank you. Ain't got no grill, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, and a plate.
for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the planes ablaze.
Hey, you can't even understand the words in this song. There's white nerdy. Alright. Ready? Movie clip for our greens. If there was a movie that represented what our greens might look like in life, it could look like this.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
So do you ladies,
Where often?
Do I come here? I come here a bit. I'm here, you know, from time to time. Do you go to school here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So I think I had a class with you.
Oh, yeah? What class?
History.
Maybe.
Yes. I think that's what it was. You don't necessarily... might not remember me. You know, I like it here. It doesn't mean because I go here I'm a genius. I am very smart. Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
You want
it? What class did you say that was?
History.
Yeah.
Just history? It must have been a survey course then, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was surveys.
Right.
You should check it out. It's a good course. It's a good class.
Oh. How'd you like that course?
You know, frankly, I found the class, you know, rather elementary.
Elementary. Yeah. You know, I don't doubt that it was.
Yeah.
I remember that class. It was just between recess and lunch.
Clark, why don't you go away?
Why don't you relax?
Why don't you go away?
I'm just having fun with my new friend, that's all.
But you're going to have a problem?
No, there's no problem here. I was just hoping you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the southern colonies. My contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities, especially in the southern colonies, could most aptly be characterized as agrarian pre-capital.
All right, of course that's your contention. You're a first-year grad student. You just got finished reading some Marxian historian, Pete Garrison, probably. You're going to be convinced of that till next month when you get to James Lemon. Then you're going to be talking about how the economies of Virginia and Pennsylvania were entrepreneurial and capitalist way back in 1740. That's going to last until next year. You're going to be in here regurgitating Gordon Wood, talking about, you know, the pre-revolutionary utopia and the capital-forming effects of military mobilization.
As a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact
of social distinctions predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from Vickers. Work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? Or is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own? As your own idea, just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend. See, the sad thing about a guy like you is in 50 years, you're going to start doing some thinking on your own, and you're going to come up with the fact that there are two certainties in life. One, don't do that. And two, you dropped a... you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Yeah, but I will have a degree, and you'll be serving my kids fries at a drive-thru on our way to a skiing trip.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but at least I won't be unoriginal.
All righty. Lights. Greens. A lot of times companies hire the greens to make sure that the company stays afloat, because they make sure that all the money balances out. A lot of times chief financial officers and stuff like that tend to be more greens. Again, you don't want to push them, but you definitely want to share the facts with them. And the greens, if they'll sit down and do the time to evaluate the facts, they'll make the decision for themselves, and they make a great asset to any organization out there, because they're perceived as the more educated, intellectual people. So, you know, network marketing is not just for us dumb, broke people that didn't graduate from high school. We actually do attract intelligent people, too. And early on in my business, because I'd failed at four other home-based business opportunities, I thought network marketing was for people who couldn't get a real job. What I found out is there's a lot of very educated people who absolutely love prepaid legal. Even people like our own attorney general has, you know, not only college degree, law degree, and then is the attorney general who love prepaid legal. And so you're going to find every level of the spectrum out there that if properly presented to them, they will enjoy it. I had some time, planned some time for some other interactive things, but based on the time, we're not going to have time to go through those. I'll probably go through those at a weekly training. I realize not everyone's going to, you know, some of you traveled up from St. George and stuff like that. You're not going to be able to, you know, be able to maybe make it. But has the information so far that's been shared been helpful? Good. By the way, if you didn't hear from corporate, they are bringing back the builder's training on Thursday nights from 7 to 9:30 right here. We have a weekly training. We have an 8-week curriculum. Right now we're in the second week. And if you weren't there Thursday night, I wish you were, man. Thursday night, I thought it was awesome, but maybe that's because I was teaching it. But I thought it was absolutely imperative for someone's success in this business to understand the stuff we taught on Thursday night. Next Thursday, again, we're going to have another training that will be ongoing on Thursday nights from 7 to 9:30 right here. That being said, are you queued up with... Okay. We've got... Yes. Okay. She wants to know what color I am. Let me preface this. I've been doing this for 11 years. And I would take this test at least once a year for the first few years. I would go to a training down in Southern California, and this was one of the things that they would train on a regular basis. And I was brand new in the business. I wasn't an executive director. I was new. I was trying to get going, and I take the test, and I came out a dominant red person. And I mean, like, it was dominant red, then blue, then yellow, and very little green. I mean, I was like, I could care less about the facts. I need to make some money. I got bills to pay. Okay? But my focus in life was I got bills to pay, and that's where I was. Red, red, red. And not knowing that I was a red, I realize now looking back, I bulldozed and ran over a lot of people early on in the business simply not knowing that I was a red. And I just, like a bull in a china closet, went right over the top of them and trampled them. And just kept on going because that's who I was. Got to talk to more people, more people, more people, and just boom. My ratios were horrible. Not one of the first 16 people that I went out and signed up went out and sold memberships and recruited anybody. I'd sign them up, boom, off to the next person. I ain't got time to worry about you. Good luck. Find your own way in life. I'm finding mine. Okay? This is just kind of the attitude that I had. There were no trainings or briefings or events to plug into to build a solid system like you guys have today. And after a few years, I you know, became executive director, you know, got the ring, was making a six-figure income. And I found myself in Southern California taking this test again. And I got done taking the test, and my yellow was 2 points higher than my blue, which was just a few points higher than my red. My green was still down there off the chart, almost non-existent. It was fairly well balanced, but my yellow was now higher than anything else. And I knew that they were going to show a cheesy movie clip about the yellows. And I'm like, ain't no way I'm going to go sit with the yellows. No way. I'm like, I must have done the math wrong. Listen, you know, my green is not very sharp today. I did not add this up right, but I didn't have time. They were breaking up and sending people to different sections of the room. Like, I ain't going with the yellows. I'm going with the reds again. So I went over and hung out with the reds because I had always been a red every time I came down there. And all my friends, you know, were reds. We had a red family. And on the way home, I was talking with some of the, we were in a minivan, we were driving home, we were talking with some of the other people, and I pulled out my test, and I showed them, I said, dudes, check this out. I'm like, I don't know how I missed some questions on that test, but I used to be dominant red, and now it's like my third color, and it had always been consistent. And a couple of the guys in the van pointed out and said, Dave, that test is right. Because you actually used to be very cocky and arrogant and hard to work with. And once money was out of the way for you in your life, you spent a lot more time working with me, doing three-way phone calls with me, helping me get my business. I used to never be able to get any of your time, and now you're helping me a lot more. And so that test just shows you actually care more about your team than yourself at this point in the business. And that's one of the reasons why you're having more success today. Before, at the beginning, it was like, if you want to qualify for ED, you better be putting a lot of the sales in on the books. And now, because you're helping more people on your team, it's more diversified. And you got people that, for the simple praise and recognition of selling a membership and getting a congratulations and pat on the back, come out and bust their butt. And all of a sudden, I realized that, you know, over time, caring about the other people on my team and then having fun with them was more important than making the money. Facts still didn't matter to me. I mean, I knew the facts at that point, but green's just never been a strong point in my life. And so your color that you are today, I would strongly encourage you, take your name badge, put it in your journal, go home, put your notes down and stuff like that. If you would like a summary of like that screenshot, reds, blues, yellows, greens, so what they tend to be career-wise and stuff. If you would like a summary, I have a sheet. I will email it to you. Just send me an email and just put in the subject, you know, color test. Say, hey, send me the description. I'll attach it and send it back to you. You can print it off. You can keep it. But then, you know, a few years from now, we may do this again. Wouldn't it be cool to see who you are 2, 3, 4 years from now? Who knows when we'll ever do that. But it'd be good for you to see how your life changes when all of a sudden things that are critical in your life today no longer matter and something else is now important to you. Yes, real quick. And you know, the greens will respond with, and that's a good second place. Yes. Possibly, I just haven't had the facts properly presented. Oh, that would be a good question. PPL Dave, as in prepaid legal Dave, PPLDave@gmail.com. Once again, PPLDave@gmail.com. And you just shoot me over an email. I'll send you the summary sheet. It has all the colors, characteristics, and professions that they likely gravitate to. With that said, we're ready. You guys, I'm going to get myself out of the way for announcing next month's Super Saturday guest. When I shared with the state leadership who we had coming in, Mr. Burns shared a success story about early on in his days, how profound this next guest impacted his business and just blew his business up. And he goes, oh my gosh, is there any way I can share with the state who's coming and what a difference it made? So give it up for Mr. Ryan Burns. There you go, bud.
All right, I'll just use this for right now. It was about 5, 6 months in my business when this gentleman came into town. And if you guys know my story, it was 2 months later when the money really started rolling in for me. Because we all know you got to put the time in and filling up the pipeline. And I'd been screwing up the business enough that I really started understanding what he was telling me to do and not what not to do. This gentleman, a lot of the people in the room, the associates, you'll know who I'm talking about right now when I start telling you part of his story. When he got started with working with his company, he was just 19 years old. And a few years later, he created a six-figure income for himself. Not because he had a bunch of buddies that were great business people. Not because he had a lot of connections. It's because he followed a simple system and as a teenager was able to develop into an incredible leader just a few years later. And anybody who knows, when I bring on a new associate, he's one of the first people I send him to go watch his videos. And I want you to get just a little taste. We're skipping right into the middle of a story because I know we're out of time. But I still want you to kind of hear a little bit. He's telling a story about Cortez and marching forward and his bugle boy. He's already kind of started to tell, you know, he's seeing his army is struggling. And he's telling his bugle boy to sound the retreat. And I hope we had to skip for a few minutes. I wasn't able to listen to it, but that's right where we're at in the middle of that story, just so you guys can have a little taste of who's going to be here on the 19th of next month.
No going back. And when there was no going back, failure was not an option. And when failure is not an option, success is. So why do you tell yourself anything different? They went on to win that battle to become the greatest victory of his career. And so on this journey, you're going to run across interesting things. And I want to share with you just a minute of my journey here. If we can go to the slides real quickly. As life for me would never be the same again. Here's where Prepaid Legal started for me. Okay? This is my apartment where I started. I signed up on that coffee table. I was teaching dance classes. Yes, I am the only white guy that's doing a hip-hop company. Yes. Okay? All right? So here's what's interesting. Here's me dancing. Okay? This is where I was on stage as well. And this is my brother, a big reason why I was doing Prepaid Legal Services, being able to coach his sports, being able to spend time with him. It was such an important part of Prepaid Legal Services for me. Okay? This is my first private business reception where half of those people got started and half of them quit. They got out of line. Here's what I found out. Age wrinkles your skin, quitting wrinkles your soul. This was my first convention, my manager tag. That was the winter formal, the suit I wore to winter formal in high school because it was the only dress clothes I had. I went and bought my first suit because of Prepaid Legal. And I met Harlan Stonecipher with rolled up slacks because I didn't get them tailored because I didn't know any better. This is how I started Prepaid Legal Services, guys. This was my journey. Went to my next convention as a director. I was excited. Here in Las Vegas as a director. And we continued moving forward, you know? Because if we couldn't go back, we must go forward. Here's me as an executive director. I keep showing up. I keep showing up. I stay in line. I met Jeff Olson at the executive director banquet. I'd listened to the CD so many times. I went up to him. I was like, hey, Jeff. He's like, I don't know you. I thought I knew him. I went in and bought one of the cars that I always wanted to get. Met people like Mr. Chris Humes, $100,000, $200,000. Mr. Michael Humes. I got a chance to associate with quality people like Mr. Josh Denny. I got a chance to hang out with people like Mr. Dave Hall. I got a chance to spend time with Mr. Mark Smith. I got a chance to hang out with the Malats and Miss Broughton and incredible leaders. I got a chance to spend time with incredible people, recruit people better than me. As a result of that, my income exploded. Free company trips. I got a chance to travel the world doing what I love to do, visiting Rome, getting deposits from Prepaid Legal. Got a chance to be in Barcelona, in Big Ben. I got a chance to spend some time in the churches of Barcelona getting deposits from Prepaid, the beaches of Portugal getting deposits from Prepaid Legal Services. I had a chance to spend some time in Fiji getting deposits from Prepaid Legal Services while I was gone, doing all this while I loved every loving every minute of it. Getting a chance to spend quality time doing community service work, painting a school for the Fijian children out there that had no way to be able to afford it. And if it wasn't for us coming into town, we had people. This was fake. You know, all expense paid trips where I was able to take people for real fast food in Mexico, the real Taco Bell. Okay. You know, renting quads and going to hidden caverns and amazing churches, getting a chance to spend time, you know, on free company trips, you know, cruises all around the world. We're sober. Okay. All right. So 7 Mile Beach in the Grand Caymans, $2 million condos, having fun with great people. You can see Josh Denny's pissed because Brian Crothers has all his poker chips, you know, you know. Snorkeling off of the Bahamas, okay? Mr. Darnell self hanging out in the Grand Cayman Islands, getting paid daily anywhere. Amazing, amazing situations where Prepaid Legal people got the chance to use it. You know? I mean, it was an unbelievable experience spending time with Mr. Paul J. Meyer. Oh, my God, guys. You know, Frank and Teresa Coyne, no wonder they're doing so well. Look at their library. Look at what they're putting in their brain. Had a chance to spend some time with them. You know, the Somervilles. You know, we got the Patrick Shaw and Julie Shaw. You know, private catered dinners on the beaches of the world. Because of Prepaid Legal Services, the beaches of Hawaii. You know, one of the things I never anticipated Prepaid Legal Services bringing me was at an event in Chicago. And I met a woman there that, you know, caught my attention, and I knew I was going to marry her. She just didn't know it. And so Prepaid Legal brought me one of the most important people in my life, my fiance, Patty. I love you. Thank you so much for everything that you've given me in my life. And just unbelievable. And so... click, click, click. I'm trying to go faster, guys. This is not clicking. Oh, we went to Giovanni Shrimp Trunk. I left my mark there because you can write stuff, make more money, call me, you know. Getting a chance to spend time with the turtles. Getting a chance to spend time with the whales out there. Getting a chance to spend time with the dolphins. On Norm, I love you. Thank you for that opportunity to spend some time, you know, in incredible places, traveling the world, having fun, getting deposits from Prepaid Legal Services every single day, you know. And it's unbelievable. Cancun, Mexico, all expense paid trips. You got to be in Punta Cana. You know, we are gangsters. Dubai, the only 7-star resort in the world. This is my room in Dubai. That's the bathroom, guys. In the only skiing in the mall, in the desert of Dubai, in the Middle East, okay? You know, unbelievable experience. Skydiving, getting a chance to spend time. My mom, who got started in the business, went executive director. The Black and Gold Banquet, you got to get there. Meeting people like Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, these people changed my life. They asked me to dream again. And I trust it. Here's the thing, okay? We will not betray your trust. You can dream here. It's safe to dream in prepaid legal services. And so I started making these dream boards. And I started making them, and things started becoming true. And I didn't even know where things were coming from. And that's where I grew up, in a trailer. And I moved from the trailer to Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino, right here, a few years ago, receiving the six-figure ring. And here's what I would ask you. Why not you? Why not you? Tell me why you can't do this. And be careful, because if you fight for your limitations, we might just let you keep them. And when you make it to the top of your mountain, it may not be easy, but it'll be worth it. Because when you stand up there and you can say, oh my God, I did it. God, I did it. Dad, I did it. Mom, I did it. Team, we did it. I stand up here and you can look down and say, look, it wasn't easy. I might have tripped. I might have fallen. I might have stumbled. I might have got scratched. I might have got kicked. I might have got down. But when I got down, I got back up again because I knew where I was going. I knew where I was going. I knew it because I knew for sure that if I can't go back, I must go. And if you must go forward, failure is not. And if failure is not an option, success is. Prepay Legal, your ring is waiting for you. Come and claim it.
That was the very first training that he let me hold his ring. And I set my goals on the ring. That was the day. And he let me feel it. He let me take a picture of it. And he put it in my mind, and I set a goal that I would have more people at the next event. And that's what he said. That's all this event, this business is you let somebody take a look at the information, make an educated decision, put them on a three-way call, and get them to an event. And then you do it again and get them to an event so that people can feel the emotion and the passion. I'll tell you what, Jesse McPherson changed my life that day that he came here. It's been 2.5 years now. And we have a chance to see him on the 19th. Right now, Mr. Hall has allowed us to go and get tickets. You notice they're $20 at the door. We can get five tickets for the price of four right now. So guys, if you want to kind of set the intention of what you're going to be returning here, you might go and buy one ticket because you plan on being back. But I promise you, you do not want to be watching Jesse McPherson on stage without somebody, at least five new associates that you haven't even recruited yet. You might have some people who didn't show up today. Doesn't matter. Try to inspire them. Get them to come. But maybe five people who you have not even recruited, I'm promising you, you're going to want to at least have one row be you and your guys' team. So the tickets are available at the back, guys. I'll see you all at the top.
Forgot to mention, you guys, we have Mr. Dave Savula, top money earner in the company, Tuesday night, right here. You guys, you want your five people that Mr. Burns talked about? Get them out here Tuesday night. The place is going to be packed, so get here early. They're not having a briefing in Layton and Orem on Tuesday. Everything's right here at this center. Dave Savula, we'll see you all Tuesday night. Grab your tickets before they're gone. What? That's fine. That's fine.